Welcome to this week's episode of IBC News. We will get the news out to you in less than 30 minutes. Everything you need to know about what's happening across IBC. So to get things kicked off, we've got the Picasso Network launching their MadeNet IBC connection to Solana chain. So the Solana is now part of the IBC family. Welcome to all you Solana people that have been waiting anxiously for this moment. We've also got news going on in the Cosmos hubs. All in Bits has released their finalized community draft for their proposed hub fork. This is led by ex-co-founder of Cosmos, Jay Kwan, who has been working to solidify his original intentions for the project, I guess, with in terms of the inflation proposal that went through this last year and his concerns about its effect on chain security. So if you've been following along with the all the discussions going on with this topic and what All in Bits has been putting together for the hub fork, you can check out their proposal draft and see what you think. They're talking about some token drops and whatever for Atom One. Interesting discussion. It's always fun to see different perspectives on how things can go. Cosmos has definitely been a central hub of drama and disagreement on what it should be and where it should go. But this is another step in a possible direction that, you know, some people are looking at. So take a look at that. See what you think. On to Osmosis news. We've got a proposal being put forward from Jacob from the Notional team. He's back at it. He has formally requested that the Many Things team return the ION that they were distributed as payment for developing IBCX, which is an interchain index token. The intention behind this is based on a lack of developmental progress on the IBCX project. And so many people have been discussing, I guess, maybe the team needs to consider returning the payment that they were given for this. It brings up a bigger question. Some comments in the discussion have been reminding people of the sale initiative and the special sub-DAO that was created for managing that instead of just paying the funds up front. So the ION DAO received the full upfront payment, and that ION DAO has been distributing the ION to developers as a salary, but there's no clawback functionality for the community. So this proposal is basically just signaling the Many Things team that the Osmosis community is, if it passes, the community will be signaling to the Many Things team that they are unhappy with the progress that's been made and they want to cease funding this project and requesting that they voluntarily return payments that have not been distributed yet. So we'll see where that goes. An interesting kind of rabbit hole of governmental on-chain governance kind of snafus. This is the reason why projects like DAODAO and other teams, like recently the Time Waves Labs has been producing covenants, on-chain covenants that are built to address these kind of situations as well. So good to see teams working to solve these kind of problems so that the communities of chains don't find themselves in these situations where they want to, you know, cease funding something that has already received all the funding and there's no on-chain way for them to force clawback without reintroducing some sort of, you know, Prop 16 Juno fiasco, which nobody wants to go there. So Yeah, hopefully the Many Things team is good, is a real solid team. They're all good people, and they've got good reasons for why the IBCX development has been stifled. It has to do with the fact that Ion is the only payment that's been given to them to develop this product, and the liquidity is low for Ion, and they don't want to just be like dumping constantly on the network. So everybody who's been receiving payments has just been like staking it or holding it and waiting, you know. So they're basically working for free on the promise that Ion will go somewhere someday, and it's not. So it's just not working for anybody. So I'm sure the Many Things team is going to want to, you know, work with the Osmosis community on this. They're good peeps. So anyway, that's the proposal about that. Check it out, see the discussion, put your thoughts out there, participate, see what comes from it, and we will hopefully have better options in the future for community funding. There's additionally some there's a host of three different proposals that are up. There's a summary on the Osmosis forum, so we'll give you guys a link to that summary. But these proposals are around the there it's made by the liquidity subDAO, the Osmosis liquidity subDAO, and they're talking about the protocol own liquidity that the community pool is funding for Osmo, and more specifically liquid staked Osmo. So it's a very comprehensive proposal that is intended to address liquid staking of Osmo upfront. They want to tackle this straight on and not wait until it's a kind of grown into a Lido situation on Ethereum. But their intention behind this is trying to, you know, push some decentralization in the liquid staking realm so that we don't have a repeat of Ethereum's Lido, where, you know, like 30, 40% or whatever the network is held by a single, you know, validation body, basically. There's a lot, it's a very in-depth, complex topic, but for sure something very wise to get in front of. So the Osmosis community and the liquidity subDAO specifically are doing a great job of getting ahead of this really thorough proposal, and lots of great discussion going on. So don't miss the discussion. Check out the forum link that we share and read up on people's thoughts on this. There is no easy solution to how we manage liquidity. There's a lot of different perspectives on how Osmosis should move forward with this. So definitely check out the discussion, share your thoughts, get involved, and we will see how Osmosis continues to lead the way in everything Cosmos. All right. Other proposals on Osmosis. We've got a prop up to reduce pool creation fee to $20, or well, 20 USDC. So it was recently updated to be 100 USDC. It used to be in Osmo, and that proved to be a lot to manage because the value of Osmo changes a lot. And to keep it consistent, they had to constantly be adjusting the pool creation amount of Osmo. So now it's set on a flat stablecoin. It used to be 100. Now they're proposing to make it 20. Meh, increases accessibility, a lot easier for people to make pools. Well, it seems to be going well so far. We'll see where that prop goes. But if you have thoughts, definitely jump in and make your voice heard. We also have one final update on Osmosis. The Big Labs is seeking approval to start uploading contracts for Start.Cooking. So this is a new meme coin generation and trading platform that is based off of oh shoot, what was it called? Something fun, something.fun, meme.fun, I don't remember. Some other product on Ethereum, I believe, that is being repeated in the Osmosis ecosystem. And Big Labs received a grant actually from the Osmosis Grant Fund to build this product on Osmosis. So this will hopefully start driving more traffic and volume and some more fun community meme coin action on Osmosis. So look forward to that coming after the approvals to upload contracts goes through. That is the news from Osmosis. On to other news, we've got Barrachain announcing their $100 million Series B round of fundraising. So Barrachain continues to grow and get attention from the ecosystem. Money is flowing in. Let's see what they build. We've also got the Check Network has secured a deal with Ellis Network. So Ellis is utilizing partial set security to build a consumer chain on the Cosmos hub, bringing things like perps and other DEX related functionality and additional, basically everything that you would expect from a consumer hub on the Cosmos chain. That's what Ellis is pushing to become, utilizing partial set security. And they have secured a deal with Checked to utilize Creds as the official on-chain reputation tool for this consumer hub. So I see that as a massive step forward for both Ellis, the Cosmos hub, and for the Checked network and their Creds tool. Great to see them becoming a core part of the Cosmos ecosystem. On-chain reputation may be coming to the hub through Ellis and Checked. Exciting stuff. We've also got a UI redesign from the Shentoo team. Open Bounty has been updated with a brand new look. So if you are a white hat hacker or you are a project looking for white hat hackers to examine your code, definitely check out the new UI redesign on Open Bounty, and see what Shentoo's been cooking. We've also got exciting news from the Whisper team on Secret Network. So the Whisper team has been participating in hackathons quite a bit, and they've recently pulled down another win with their privacy-preserving public goods funding platform on the Secret Network. So definitely an interesting step forward for public goods funding. Something that I haven't seen, I guess, is this idea of privacy preserving public goods funding, where contributors and people voting on what gets funded and not funded is actually private. Interesting concept. Definitely something to look into and see how it affects the public goods landscape. One of the most exciting applications of blockchain technology is the advancements and in public good funding. So exciting to see how the Whisper team is pushing the envelope on the Secret Network. We've also got exciting news from Archway. Camp season starts officially with the first drop camp release from the Astro Vault team. So definitely check out drop camp if you have been admitted. The drops are starting, so have fun with camp season on Archway, folks. It's probably going to be a good one. Other exciting news in terms of airdrops we've got from Saga Network. Everyone, I'm sure, has been buzzing about getting their Saga airdrop. They've recently announced plans for future airdrops to Saga holders. They have something like 100+ confirmed projects participating. So if you are a Saga holder, you might want to keep your hands on that Saga because they are planning on a lot of airdrops in the future. Not financial advice. This is purely about tokens that have no real value. We're just talking about fun stuff, guys. So experiment. All right. What other news do we got going on this week? All right, here we go. Quorum. Great news from Quorum. They have recently onboarded Band Protocol, an OG of the Cosmos ecosystem. If you have not heard of Band, they have been around for a while and building. So exciting for Quorum to bring on Band Protocol and launching the first Oracle for Quorum from the Band Protocol. So great to see Quorum getting their products lined up and things moving forward. All right. Other things in the ecosystem moving forward, we've got Sentinel, our favorite DVPN provider. So one of their independent applications utilizing the Sentinel network, its Windows app is now supporting a kill switch feature, which cuts your connection if your Sentinel VPN connection is lost. So you won't just automatically default back to your native IP connection. It'll actually disconnect you if you lose your tunneled VPN connection. Really, really great feature for people who rely on VPN connections for IP tracking. Doesn't accidentally bump your real IP into your packets if your VPN connection drops out. Very great security feature. Exciting to see that for the Sentinel network. We've also got registration open for a Cashathon Squared with prizes including up to $200,000 worth of AKT and other sponsored projects, including the Secret Network, are dropping a bunch of tokens in there. So definitely check out the Akashathon Squared Hackathon and see what the entry requirements are and what kind of prizes you can pull down for building something interesting on Akash. Moving along, we've got Fetch has recently updated their onboarding platform, Delta V. If you haven't checked out Delta V, it is it's their system, Fetch's system they've designed for helping onboard people that are exploring what AI agents can do. And they've recently enhanced their Delta V experience with new chatbot personalities added to their homepage. So you can converse directly with an AI chatbot to ask questions about the Delta V and what Fetch is doing with AI agents. Right on board with that, we also have the AI Write team has launched an AI Telegram chatbot. So this is powered by Orichain, and you can connect this AI chatbot to your Telegram group and provide chatbot functionality to your community in Telegram. Super great tool. Exciting to see more chains starting to roll this out. Akash has theirs as well. These AI chatbot services built by decentralized teams on decentralized networks is things moving in the right direction. That's what we like to see for AI. So good work from the Orichain and AI Write team continuing along there. We've also got news from Kive. So Kive has unveiled a case study with CentropyNet to demonstrate how they are addressing key issues in blockchain data analytics. If you're not familiar with Kive, they are a Cosmos-oriented. Well, they're housed on Cosmos. They built their network on the Cosmos SDK, but they are archiving data across all the different networks. They have a marketplace for incentivizing blockchain data archiving. And they're definitely addressing a very unique need in terms of data availability. And as the modular ecosystem really starts to heat up this year, data availability is going to become huge. So check out this case study with CentropyNet to see what they are doing for improving blockchain data analytics. Definitely something crucial for helping, you know, move the network forward. All right. So that is the news. We came in quick today. It was a short one, but that's because everybody's pretty busy in Dubai. So things are a bit quiet. We'll expect some bigger news updates after all the Dubai activity starts to roll out to the rest of us plebs who weren't able to make it there, which maybe, you know, we didn't miss much because it sounds like they got rained out. So, kudos to us for staying home and dry, I guess. Anyway, that's the news for this week, guys. Thanks, everybody, for showing up and continuing to support IBC News. As always, don't forget, we send out a tweet storm from the Clio Media's account with links to all these news items. So if I blaze through it a little bit too fast, you can read up on your own and make up your own minds on what this means for the Cosmos. And we also, don't forget, have a new Paragraph newsletter. So if you prefer to get all of this in one concise email format, just subscribe to that. We will send out a link at the end of the tweet storm. You can snag that and use that method going forward. Thanks, everybody. It's been a great time, and we will catch you next week for more IBC News.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politics.
think I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dental lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.